We begin in Ukraine, where Russian missiles have targeted the nation's power grid. Large parts of the country are now without electricity as winter sets in. This has affected even neighbouring Moldova, where half of the nation has been plunged into darkness. In Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, officials say at least six people were killed when Russian airstrikes targeted a residential building. Rory Challens is in Kyiv. He tells us more about the power outages in the capital.
Well, pretty much every city in Ukraine tonight has a skyline, a backdrop that looks broadly similar to the one behind me at the moment. As you can see, there's barely a light on anywhere across Kyiv tonight. Down on the streets, the only lights you really see are the tail and headlights of passing cars, streetlights not working at all. The only lights you can see behind me are the ones that are powered by diesel generators. The buildings, lucky enough to have those, still have power, still have heat. But across much of the country, across most of this city, people are shivering in darkness in their apartments and their homes, and it's a very cold night tonight. So the Ukrainians are saying that the number of missiles launched across the country, 71 in total. They said that about 50 of those were shot down by air defences. That is, of course, something that is pleasing for them, but it's, you know, the number that got through still did enough damage to cause the sight that you see behind me. Now, this is a situation that the Ukrainians are having to be dealing with since October the 10th, when the Russians started to target energy infrastructure in a major way. Since then, there have been successive waves of missile attacks. At the moment, we're looking at least 24 hours of power outages for much of the country. There are two nuclear power stations in the south that have been taken offline. They're running on emergency procedures at the moment. President Zelensky has said that he wants to call for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the latest round of missile attacks on the country.
Well, Julia Kazdubina is the head of the think tank Ukrainian Foundation for Security Studies. She's in Krakow in Poland and joins us now. Thank you so much for being on this NewsHour. Yes, first of all, do you think that Russia has had to resort to attacking infrastructure like we've seen because it hasn't been able to defeat Ukraine on the battlefield?
Yes, absolutely. This is Russia's tactic to actually try to force Ukraine to negotiations, as they call it, because Russia currently urgently needs to stop the fighting, to regroup and to actually prepare for another strike. And Ukraine keeps fighting. Ukraine keeps pushing Russia back. And recently, Ukraine was able to recapture a strategically important city of Kherson. And so now, after several months of losing, President Putin needs to present at least some sort of a victory to his people. And so he's giving these orders to bombard Ukraine and Ukrainian critical infrastructure so that he can present Ukrainian surrender to his people at this point.
The targets, the infrastructure targets, do you think that they are legitimate military targets? Or are they more being used to, I guess, used as a scare tactic against the Ukrainian people?
It's a terrorist tactic used by the Russian Federation to actually try to scare the Ukrainian people and also try to force them into surrender. So basically, it's an attempt to achieve Russian political goals by the terrorist tactics by attacking. Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. And actually today, the European Parliament adopted a resolution calling Russia a country sponsor of terrorism. And it's the second political decision like that was adopted at the international level. And I think that Ukraine should be pushing for more resolutions like this, because what Russia is doing is absolutely unacceptable. It clearly cannot win on the battlefield, but it's resorting to terror against the Ukrainian civilians.
It might be unacceptable, but is it working, especially with winter, you know, about to set in?
It's actually not working. And if you remember, as early as September of this year, when Russia just started bombarding Ukrainian critical infrastructure, President Zelensky made this speech, which resonates until now with most of the Ukrainians living back there. And he said he was addressing President Putin, he was addressing Russia and Russians, and he was saying that, you know, read my lips, what is our choice? To be without electricity or to be without you. The choice is to be without you. Whether it's to be without gas or without you, it's to be without you. So basically, for Ukrainians, this war is a culmination of decades-long struggle for independence from Russia. And so this message from Zelensky resonated very strongly. And people understand that this is going to be a very difficult winter, and people are bracing for this winter. They're buying diesel generators. They're moving to countryside restaurants, for example. They get their own generators, and so people from neighboring buildings go to those restaurants so that they can work, they can use internet. The government is building up heat up points for people where they can come and get some, get warm and charge their phones. So people understand this is going to be a very difficult winter, but the mood is now we're going to keep fighting.
Incredible Ukrainian spirit. Thank you so much for your time and your insight. That's Julia Kezdubina, the head of the think tank Ukrainian Foundation for Security Studies.
Thank you.